So sit erect. Close your eyes gently. Relax your shoulders. Let your hands be in your lap or on your thighs. Palms facing the sky. Let your feet be firmly on the ground if you are hanging them from the chair. Come to a comfortable posture. Be aware of your body from the head to the toes. Quickly run through as though you are watching the body from outside your body. Run through this mental scanning of the body. From the head to the toes. Passing through the neck, the chest, the hands, the lungs, the stomach, the navel, your entire back, the hips, both the thighs, both the knees, both the calf muscles, ankles, and the toes. So be aware of the whole body. As though you are watching your body from above and you can see the body being seated. Come back into the body and be aware of the breath. Be aware of each and every breath as you take in. Feel that your body is flooded with energy, with light, with strength as you inhale. And as you exhale, let go of any weakness, any stress. Slow, steady, and deep breathing. In the space between the two eyebrows or in your heart, Visualize a circle of white light. A circle of white light in the space between the two eyebrows or in your heart. Identify the most important event that happened today or even yesterday. Let that event run through your mind, where you are impartially observing it. You are impartially seeing yourself going through that event. As you relive that moment or that particular event, detect what is your motive. Was the motive positive? Did you feel happy? Make others happy in that? If it was positive, mentally you can pat your back, appreciate yourself, tell yourself, well done, I am a good person, I made such and such person or people happy or beings happy. I thank Bhagavan and feel grateful to have been his instrument. With all humility, surrender it at the feet of Bhagavan, that it happened all by the grace of Bhagavan. If you detect a motive which was negative, accept that it was bad or it was wrong. Maybe I was not aware of it while acting, or maybe I was aware of it and still I acted that way. So accept that it was not the right way to act. Once I accept it, ask, am I willing to let it go? Am I willing to drop that negativity? which made me act in a negative way. If the answer is no, find out why is this happening. What am I gaining by holding on to it? Also identify, how is it hurting me? Any negativity hurts me before it can hurt anyone else. Why should I continue to keep hurting myself? Let me have Shraddha in Bhagwan, in God, in myself, that I will be able to deal with it in future. So let me drop it. I have learnt my lessons. I am stronger. I don't need to hold on to this negativity. Mentally visualize that you are offering this at the feet of the Lord. If you want to, you can burn it. Write it down and burn it. And offer that at feet of the Lord. Or tear it, crumple it, tear it, offer that at the feet of Bhagwan. That I am ready to let it go. Feel that from your heart it has come onto your hands. Whatever may be the color, red, black, whatever it may be, you feel that it has come out on your in your hands, or you have written it in a paper, you have burnt it, torn it, or smashed it with your hands, and you are offering it to Bhagwan. If your answer is yes, I am ready to let go. And if your answer was no, and now you have come to this point to let go, now we negate it by seeking forgiveness. To ourselves, for hurting ourselves, let us forgive ourselves, and then also seek forgiveness from anybody who is hurt by me. Mentally tell them, I am sorry. I should not have acted in this way. I should not have reacted in this way. Please forgive me for causing pain and hurt to to you. With a repentant heart, seek the forgiveness. When we genuinely seek forgiveness, we let go of the negativity. Our heart becomes light. Mentally, you can visualize interacting positively with the person. It may be anything that has happened, you can relive that situation in the positive way. If you have been angry at somebody and abused them verbally, substitute that with empathy, compassion, and relive that incident with positive language, loving interaction. That is the substitution. Ensure that you ask the forgiveness physically also after the session is over. Whenever you meet that person or call that person, seek the forgiveness. And in substitution, also suggest to your mind that I am a compassionate person, I am kind, I am loving, I am lovable. Whatever be the negativity, replace it with the positive. In the first person. End this with gratitude to Bhagavan. Thank the Lord for all the experiences of the day, positive, negative. Each and every experience is to help us to grow. So feel that you have some flowers in your hand. Whatever be your understanding of God, of truth, offer the flowers to the Lord, thanking Bhagavan for this life, for the experiences, for the love, for the learning. And pray to Bhagavan that may we live always in light, in knowledge, in righteousness. Be aware of your breath. Be aware of your body. Be aware of your happenings around you. We pray for everyone's well-being. Om Sarve Bhavantu Sukhinaha Sarve Santu Niramayaha Sarve Bhadrani Pashyantu Ma Kaschit Dukha Bhak Bhavet Om Asatoma Sadgamaya Tamasoma Jyotirgamaya Mrityorma Amritam Gamaya Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Harih Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harih Om. Gently rub your palms, place them on the face, open your eyes.
Harih Om. I hope the podcasts are inspiring and enjoyable. I'll be very happy to have your comments and your likes. Don't forget to click the follow button for updates on all our upcoming podcasts and do share this with as many people as possible. Thank you. Hari Om.